We just met with our engineering group and had a conversation about how this is going to roll out. And there's a couple of things that have really been guiding this process that we don't have a whole lot of control over. And that has to do with your materials. So ordering some of these things, some of the things that we need, you can buy off the shelf. Other things that we need, you have to have manufactured or you have to make. So this past week, we have been in the process of ordering, but the ordering process and getting to that point has been about a month in the making because we've been looking and searching and trying to find all the parts we need. And we did run into a situation where we couldn't purchase our preferred part and we had to go with the next alternative that we had. So that actually changed some of the scope of the work that we had intended on doing. And so instead of doing option A, we're doing option B. Both options are good. A is the preferred though. This week, our supplies are coming in and they are being shipped to Salem. And what's going to be happening next week is they will start the assembling of a number of components for these stations. And we will be getting all of that done. It may get done sooner than what we think, but it'll start as soon as all the parts are there. We'll assemble all the pieces, and then they will mobilize over to Warm Springs, a construction company, which is Gelco, same company that did our fix across the Shittai Creek and dealt with our mainline fix on campus, so they're familiar with our systems. They will be mobilizing here on August 4th, which is a Sunday, and then on Monday, they will start the work on the stations. So we have five stations that we're going to be working on. That includes the George Street pressure-reducing valve station, the Catholic Church, West Hills, the Industrial Park, and the Forestry Complex, that's one, and then the Greeley Heights Isolation Station. And so this week, last week, there's been a tremendous amount of work with our utility staff as they go around to all of these stations and identify the shutoff valves, because they have to be able to shut the water off to get into those stations to do the work. And as we've shared and talked about at public meetings, we have the George Street station, which is inundated with water.